Well, that's going to get you Wednesday morning rolling, isn't it? Now, a little bit later than usual, Murray Olds is in to talk dad jokes. Good morning, Murray.
G'day, buddy. Yes, quite like that. It was good. Who was the
best? Very Quantic presenter, Flowering Inferno.
I'm loving it. Loving the music. Nice choice for a change.
Very beautiful. Nice choice.
Now, listen, being president is a bit like running a cemetery. You've got a lot of people under you, but no one's listening. A Scottish mother visits her son in his New York City apartment and says, "How do you find the Americans, Donald?" Mum says, "Donald, they're such noisy people. One neighbour won't stop banging his head against the wall. The other one screams and screams all night long." "Donald," she says, "that's terrible. How do you put up with them?" He says, "What can I do? I just lie in bed quietly playing my bagpipes." And a well-dressed fella, young bloke, comes up to the pub, and there, outside, is an old bloke fishing in a puddle. Young fella thinks, "Poor old bloke, he's down on his luck." He invites the old fellow inside for a drink. "What'll he have?" He says, "I'll have a whiskey. That'd be lovely. Thanks." They're sitting here having a chin wag, and the young bloke thinks he'll humour the old fellow. He says, "How many you caught today?" He says, "Well, you were the 8th.
I actually caught up with my dad the other weekend. My dad's in his 80s now. It was very nice to see him. He's
nice, yeah.
Gone and got himself a very sharp haircut.
Has he?
Yeah, and I said, "Dad, did you get a haircut?" He went, "No, I got all of them cut." Look, talking about jokes, we really have to touch in on it. Now, the census, we talked about it yesterday. You were not worried about filling in your data at all, were you?
Life's too short. Who gives a rat's?
But then you couldn't actually do it last night, I heard you say on the...
I did. I did manage to start it, and I was all set to press the submit, but I had to wait because my daughter was out at football training. I had to get her, when she came home, I needed the name of her piano tutor employer to put on the census. Right, so I mean, look, 61 questions, not that hard. And I went back to submit it, and of course the thing had crashed. We learn now, well, the Bureau of Stats is telling us this morning, it was the Bureau deliberately shut it down because they were being hacked from offshore.
Now, this is what intrigues me, is they're telling us that data is secure. They're telling us that there's no issue with any of the information they've got. And yet, they're that vulnerable to hackers, they can't even collect the data to begin with.
Well, if the CIA's open to attack from determined hackers, I mean, I think the Bureau of Stats down there in Woden with the Fishwick, wherever the hell they are, isn't going to be...
Fishwick.
Yeah, that's it, just next door to the... that shop. I mean, is there a system... I'm 62. Is there a system that's designed, that's capable of withstanding a determined and sophisticated cyber attack from offshore? Is there? I don't know.
Well, look, there's not at a rough guess. But that is why, traditionally, we've kept data sets of the very personal information, name and address, separate from all the other information.
Yeah, sure. And that's the paper, old-fashioned paper census. But, of course, the 21st century, they want to move away from that. That's cumbersome, costly, old-school, old-fashioned. What's wrong with old school and old fashioned, maybe? Is that what you're saying this morning?
I don't know. So one of my first jobs ever was working at the Data Processing Centre for the ABS, for one of the censors.
Hey, you're the head of the nerd herd.
Yeah,
big
head
boy,
of the nerd herd.
That?
Yeah, this is what happens when you end up doing a lot of statistics at university. The ABS grab you when you come out.
I've got a headache now.
Thank you, psychology degree. But all of that was basically, all the censors were taken together, they were cut down the spine and then glued together in these phone book-sized like books that you would just sit at your desk and flick page over page doing the data entry on a computer.
Oh my God.
That's how they did it.
Really?
It was an amazing amount of paper, an offensive amount of paper. This is all up at Ultimo, just around the corner from where we are now, actually. And I think, you know, I understand that that is a lot. But in fairness, that was a lot of people being employed for that time period who wouldn't have maybe been employed. But it's a lot of effort, a lot of paper, a lot of just data entry.
Well, what do you do? What do you do? They tell us this information is critical, absolutely critical for the future of Australia, planning libraries and hospitals and education, blah, 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 blah. What do you do? If you can't build a website capable of withstanding the most sophisticated cyber attack, what do you do? Do you go back to the paper?
Go back to paper, maybe. I don't know, because this data is bloody essential for the country. And what got me is if they've only collected a million of it.
That's right.
Plus maybe the 7 million people who requested paper forms. How do you tell the rest of Australia, it's okay this time, please come and have another go at it?
Well, maybe it was an open invitation last night, Nick. Everybody knew there was that night. We're all going to be trying. Well, not all of us, but most people would be trying to log on that one evening. What a tempting attack for some little pointy-headed bloke at some flat at the bottom end of Pozanski, Poland. thinks I'm going to attack the Australians, and they do. We are allowed to fill it in online between now and mid-September, yes. So maybe by expanding out that window, they'll get over some of these problems. But if someone can tell me, there's a website that's been created capable of withstanding a very high-end, sophisticated attack from anywhere, well, that's great. Thank you. And I feel reassured.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to go back and fill it in online. Zero problemo. I mean, life's too short, man, to worry about what Xenophon and company. I think it's looking for a headline.
Look, I will be filling it out myself when it comes back up. And my guest who we
did
just
try?
Spoke to
did you
about
try
it,
last
I did try. I tried
okay.
multiple times. I even tried 4:30 this morning and
Whoa.
It still wasn't working. My guest who we just spoke to then, Claire Riley, did say that she felt like maybe the ABS saying, it's secure, we know what we're doing.
Invited?
Yeah, a little bit of a red rag to a bull. A little bit, don't worry about the iceberg.
Oh,
this is unsinkable.
Funny. That's funny.
Yeah, you know, she might have a point there. Murray, thank you very
Good
much,
on
sir.
Your Nick, cheers. We're back
we'll
the
hear from you
short,
soon.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Straight back into a bit of music from me, I think, for your morning. I'm pretty excited about some of this. This is Pets, Don Juan and the Jilted Lovers.